Now for an update on the actions that took place in Toronto earlier today. Kathy Gulkin joins us on the line from Toronto. You were helping with some of the support for today's action, correct?
Yes, I was outside the consulate.
And you shot some video as well. Can you give us an update about the status of the women? Are they still inside?
No. The women were removed by the Toronto police around noon. They spent about an hour in the back of a police van and handcuffed, but then they were released without any charges being laid.
Now, was that the expected outcome of today's action?
Oh, we had no idea. We had no idea that we expected there may be arrests, charges laid, that women would be held in for bail, perhaps overnight, depending on what time they got to the station. So we're very pleased that no charges were laid.
Now, Kathy, can you speak to the rationale behind having Jewish and Israeli women do this action today against the Israeli consulate in Toronto?
Absolutely. It's telling the world that not all Jews are behind Israel and its atrocious assault on Gaza. It's saying that as Jews, we really oppose these actions, the killing of civilians, a disproportionate military response, the siege that has, you know, left Gazans without food, medical aid, and fuel for 18 months, that this is, these are war crimes, and there are numbers of Jews who really believe it must stop, and it must stop now.
Now, how do you personally react to the rationale that the Israeli Defense Forces is putting out behind this war, that it's a just war and we must go in?
Well, it's completely disproportionate response. I mean, until last week, I think last week was the first Israeli death in this set of a Hamas bombardments. And in the meantime, the full might of the Israeli Air Force and military has gone in. 650 Palestinians have died in Gaza. 3,000 more have been injured. Many, many of these are children. It's one of the most densely populated areas in the world. So when they were bombing, there's no way they could be targeting Hamas. They knew full well that many, many civilians were going to be die and injured in these attacks. So it's a collective punishment for the actions of Hamas, and that is against international law.
And the response of the Harper government seems to be backing the Israeli government's line.
Yes, it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. The Canadian government was the first government to cut donor aid to the Palestinian Authority, you know, at the beginning of the siege. And they are backing the Israeli government at this point. And they're not representing us. They're not representing those Jewish Canadians who feel that this this invasion, this bombardment, this killing and violence must stop.
Do you feel that they're also turning a blind eye to the dissent on the streets of Canada?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's not surprising from the Harper government. They don't listen to dissent. they really do not want to hear us. And that's one of the reasons why we felt we had to take this action today, because if we're not heard by marching and chanting, then we have to find more effective ways of communicating our message and getting it out. I've been getting emails all day from Jewish Canadians thanking us for doing this, including Orthodox Jews. So there are a lot of people out there who may have been quiet about this, who may have been feeling, you know, that they didn't want to speak out because, you know, the reaction from the mainstream Jewish community can be very hurtful and very difficult to withstand, and they're realizing they're not alone.
And do you, in terms of effectiveness of today's action, do you feel that it has been effective with regard to the goals and perhaps the other outcomes that you didn't foresee?
Absolutely. It's certainly been effective in terms of getting our message out and letting the Canadian people know and our government know that that there are Jewish Canadians who do not support the Israeli war crimes in Gaza. And I think that we're going to see more Jews out on the street with us in the coming days. There'll be more demonstrations. There's one happening in front of the Israeli consulate in Toronto on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And, you know, we invite all Jews who want to march with us to come out and let's show how many of us there are.
And in terms of a next step, what do you suggest is a next step for Canadians that want to stand in solidarity with Gaza?
I think Judy Rebick made a good point earlier, right to Harper. Let's try to pressure our government into changing its stance and into pressuring the Israelis to stop the bombardment, stop the invasion, and bring peace to Gaza. And get out there on the streets. Every demo you hear about, come on out and show your support, because it's really only through a lot of grassroots support that the government will be, or Canadian government can be forced to take some action, and that the Israelis will hear from around the world that they are not being supported by Jews in the diaspora.
Well, Kathy, I want to thank you very much for joining us on the line today. We appreciate your work and your solidarity there in Toronto. You said that you shot some video earlier today. You're going to be uploading it.
Yes. I'm just trying to connect it into my computer now so that I can edit it and upload it and get it on YouTube tonight.
Okay, so I guess we search Israeli women occupying consulate in Toronto.
Yeah, Jewish women occupy consulate in Toronto. How's
okay,
that?
That'll be a YouTube search, I'm sure, for many later this evening. Thank you so much, Kathy, for joining us on the phone today.
You're very welcome. Thanks a lot. Bye.